The song said, "This is the day the Lord has made." You know, I had an opportunity Wednesday morning to watch the sun come up. You know, if all the engineers got together in the world and tried to put their heads together, there's no way that they could come up with a scheme to raise the sun. There's only one person I know that can do that for us, and we should be thankful that we have a day that the Lord has made. If the ushers come forward this time, we have some prayer requests. We have Joy Fox had surgery today, and we have a request to bring our old Sunday school literature to Op Center. We're bringing it out back so it can be supplied to the church or the jail ministry through the church, and we'd ask you to do that. And then Ray Taylor, remember his family, Ray passed away this past week. That's Roy Atkins' uncle. And then Mike Walters, let's remember, hold Mike up in our prayers. He still has problems with his mass kidney. And let's remember our church as we pray. Our Father, we stop to give you thanks at this time. A very special time we have to come together as a church family that we can worship. We know that many of us have needs in our lives, as we've already read from a list this morning. Physical needs, spiritual needs, those things that only you can accomplish if we ask you, because you said we'd ask in earnest in prayer that those things would be taken care of, and we pray this morning. Each and every person that's assembled here this morning, we have different personalities, we have different looks, we have different needs. And we know that those needs are in your hands. We ask these, even as we take up an offering this morning, our Father, that part of it can be distributed throughout the world, that people could learn the word of Jesus, that you could take and save people in other parts of the world, that some of our offering good to go to help missionaries there in those places. We pray for those this morning. We pray now, as our pastor comes shortly, to break the bread of life to us through the word that you've left behind for us to study, to take and share, to take and live by. Those rules that you're putting down in your word, we're thankful to have those guidelines in our lives, we pray. We pray for our youth. Our Father, those ones that are out in the schools and the colleges at this time, some of them may have never left home for the first time and have been confronted with many things. We pray for those young people, because they're the future of our world, and we as a church need to lift them in our prayers each and every day. We ask all these favors in your name, because you're our Father, which are in heaven, and amen.
I know thou art mine, Lord. Church, ages 4th through 6th grade.
Sing with us this morning.
All who are thirsty and all who are weak, come to the fountain, dip your heart in the stream of the pain and the sorrow be washed away in the waves of His mercy as deep cries out to deep. We sing, come, Lord Jesus, your heart in the stream of life. Let the pain and the sorrow be washed away in the waves of His mercy as deep cries out to deep. We sing, come Lord Jesus, cries out to deep, as deep cries out.